Father, we just want to thank you for this time. We thank you, Father, that, Father, every word that I speak will not come from my mouth, or even the Lord, which comes from my mouth, does not come from my flesh or my own intelligence, but it will come from your spirit, Lord. I surrender everything inside me so that, Lord, whatever word comes, Lord, it will come from you, and the field of the Lord to receive the seed to be planted, the people here will be, Lord, ready to receive the seed, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 weeks ago, I did preach about the kingdom of God based on chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So to recap what he said there, there are a few things that we have. He said, we started off the word with but. To recap what he said, but. I know what he all said about. But means, he says, started off. He says, now, there are words that he starts to send, the Holy Spirit starts the sentence with now, or even the therefore. But this one is but. But means, whatever I said before, it's conditional. Amen. It's a condition added to it. So he says, but seek first. You must so seek first. Seek. The first thing must be done first. We talked about in everything in our life, first thing must be done first. People have got to go to school before they go and graduate in primary school, before they go and graduate in the university. You must go to the basics first before you go. You must seek the first things first. You must do the first things first before you get to the next thing upright, to fulfillment of what? So seek, that we talk about seeking also. And we talked about seeking. Those of you who are not here, you want to get that message, full message, go back and see. So I'm just recounting back again, just recollecting back. Seek means, that's one of the things he said. Seek first. First thing first to do is to seek. To seek what? To seek what? Seek means what? Search. Search means just not a search. Seek is to further go down and with diligently seeking. I gave an example. Seeking means it's something that, you know, like a man. I did give an example of a man who wanted to learn martial arts and all those things. This guru who said, you know, he wants to learn wisdom. And this old man took him to the sea. And then he said, okay, now, young man, sir, I'll teach you what to do. And suddenly he brought him into the middle of the sea and pushed him down and strangled him until the time he was struggling under the water. Held him on until he was really struggling. When he came out of the water and the guy was just retaliating towards the guru. What are you doing? Are you trying to kill me? But what did he say? Young man, I want to ask you, when you were down in the water, what was your first thought? What was that came to your mind first? He said, I want to breathe. How desperately do you want to breathe? So desperate, I'm willing to die for it. He wants to breathe and die for it also. So he is so desperate. Is that seeking desperation? Is there a desperation now seeking? Is there a desperation now seeking? What are we seeking today? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He said, seek what? Kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is something that when he says there is a kingdom, when you go to a car, I said the other day, when you go to a kingdom of Thailand, that's where I'm now in the kingdom of Thailand. I'm now enjoying in Pattaya, I'm here and the beaches are nice and all this. It's not about the beaches, it's not about a Pattaya, it's not about a kingdom. It's the kingdom. You must look for the king of the kingdom. When you say there's a kingdom, there must be a king. Without a king, there cannot be a kingdom. Amen? So we have to seek the kingdom. So why do we seek the kingdom? We just, to comparison, to say, many of us, some of them, Malaysia is not so good. You know, the things are not right. Unrighteousness. I know all those things are happening here. Oh, I want to go to another country. I want to see the country. Australia. Let's look at Australia. So you look at Australia, the ordinances of Australia, the laws of Australia. What is the kingdom there offers you? So you look what they have offered for you. So you, when you go out to see, you see that that country offers you better than you said you abandon this kingdom to go to the other kingdom. Is that right? So you go to the kingdom. So what you do is that you must find out what does the king in the kingdom holds for you. Amen? So he has got something that he holds for us, all of us here. So when he holds something for us, that is why he said the kingdom is at hand. I'll go through some scriptures today to the kingdom is at hand. Why is the kingdom is important? Because the king is important in the kingdom. The kingdom has got to have that king. So unless we have got the king, only then. Some of us, we said the other day, we even talked about, you know, we want to get a land or we want to get some favor from the government. We like to have a cable with somebody. The cable with the prime minister or cable with the king. When a man is in a gallows, there is a sad death sentence on a man, or something happens to him due to drugs or whatever it is, he's been put into a death sentence by the judge. But what happens? They have a leniency. They appeal to the king. The king will give that leniency. Is that right? So today, the king that holds on to us is different from the king of the world. So that is why, if there is a king in the kingdom of light, there must be also a king in the kingdom of darkness. There must be opposite. Is that right? When God says there is a kingdom of light, there must be an opposite of light. That is darkness. Otherwise, we will not. Why would the Bible say something that, oh, that is kingdom of darkness? Why didn't he say there's a kingdom? He didn't say kingdom alone, but he says kingdom of light. The kingdom of God is here at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because kingdom of God in hand is interused much in the Bible. But let's look at how that kingdom is important for us life. What did Jesus come to do? What did he do? How did he get the thing? Many of us do not know where the kingdom is now. So the kingdom of God is important. From the day one, even as John the Baptist preached in fine Luke and Matthew also, he says, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. So one of the things that kingdom of God to enter, the qualification is repentance. Hello? Are you with me? So the kingdom of God is something that you change. So the other day we talked about, so God, Jesus, what he did was that he has done something for us. We were in the dark last time. The word of God says, you were in the dark. We were in the dark light kingdom. And then suddenly we have to step into the light. Suddenly light is shining onto us. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you are in the light, we must seek the light which source, the source of the light. Who's the source of the light? Jesus. Amen. So he is the light, he is the source of the light. Jesus says, I am John 14, he says very clearly, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Right? Amen? So there is nobody else can go to the kingdom of God except through the way. If you don't know the way, it is called Jesus Christ. You must know the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. You must know what is life. Not only here, in eternity. Jesus Christ. He gave life here for those who are dead. And give life for those people in eternity who believe in him. Amen? So God has got a purpose for us, Jesus Christ. So the kingdom is important for us life. Many of us Christians are saying that I'm already here. It's like this today. Now we have cars. Oh, I give you a car today, go into the car and sit down in the car. Oh, I'm already inside the kingdom now. I've got this car already, beautiful car. Porsche. What you like? Lamborghini, is it? So, okay, like you won't got Lamborghini. Oh, some of you say, no, I want a Rolls Royce now. So, okay, you've got a Rolls Royce set inside. And you're happy. Oh, I'm in the kingdom. I'm in the kingdom now. I'm with Jesus Christ now already. I'm in the kingdom of God. But you're sitting inside. The car is not moving. The car is supposed to move. The car cannot be stale. Why did you buy a car? Why did you enter into a car? Why do you seek that kingdom of that kingdom, whatever? You want a Bentley? God has given you a Bentley. You sit down inside. Oh, I'm indeed. I'm happy about it. Is that what you want to do? That's not a purpose. You know, the moon and they had this satellite. I mean, satellites created. And after that, they have this entire Apollo created. No, we had this ship, spaceship to go up to heaven. Go up to the moon. They did not sit down there like that only. They have to do something inside. You must do something in the kingdom of God. Hello? So the sister this morning prayed. She didn't know I'm going to preach that. She's telling about it. See, God has already put into her, Lord, give us that unction to function, to give us the direction. What should we do in the kingdom of God? Kingdom of God is not seat warmers. Kingdom of God is not a people of the old. We were in the dark. I was in the dark. I was an arrogant guy. I had fear. I had a lot of anger. I had a lot of unforgiveness in my life. So I had got so much of sin in my life. When I came into the darkness, I have to move away from that. That is part of darkness. This is no longer part of darkness. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to move. What we have to do is we have to switch on the engine. Engine can be on when you have the repentance. Oh, Rab. The repentance. You can come into the kingdom of God when you don't have total repentance. You don't find that yourself. You still continue doing the old sins again because the repentance is totally not right. It is still there, lingering. Last week when you were in Sunday, we were down in Sramban. It is a Tamil church. And I said, Lord, I do not know how to speak this Tamil. The pastor said, Pastor, you have been grooming me for a while. Please pray. And today you do the closing for this entire deliverance of what we talked about, the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of... So the last day, I don't know what to preach in Tamil. So as I started speaking in English, somewhere in between Tamil came and it came a little bit bigger. And so I don't know, fantastic words came. I myself don't understand. Then they said, that was good, Pastor. What was that? I said, good. It's not me, but the Spirit of God used that day for some people here. Some of it has been spoken in Tamil, which I do not know, understand the word. So it came by and said, "What speaks?" So end of the day, what hungered me first, as I entered the church and I was sitting down and praying and worshiping. Normally when I go down to a new church, I just bow down and pray. As I prayed and as worshiping and I was sitting down, I was weeping. I was travailing in the spirit realm. What made me travail? Is it their sin? Is it their past? No, no, no. There is something that I learned something from that. They were in the faith of God. That they said, "God, today I am in the kingdom. The king will do something today for me. I want an answer today, God, in my life." You know the faith, simple people, they are not rich people. Some of them don't have job. And at the end of the day, after praying, I know some, the Lord revealed to me some of them. I felt so compassionate about their lives. Ordinary people on the streets, ordinary people without job, ordinary people who are poor people who are trying to do something, even, you know, trying to collect that, you know, the garbage you throw away and put them inside and they make a living out of it. They were sitting there. And they came dressed well, you know, for the church. Whatever you may say, I think they had the best saris, the best dress they had, they wore for the church. And I was moved and I was praying and I was praying. The Lord showed me the faith they had on the day. "See, James," he said, "see, James, the faith these people have were the poor." That's why I preached about the poor, he said. The poor in spirit. It's not about material poor. They were poor in the spirit. They're seeking something from God, an answer. They said, "God, today you will do something in my life." The day with the today that as the preacher or as the church, as we start declaring today and cutting off the umbilical ties, those things that came from me, from the past of my life, when the king has now come, he has severed all the past umbilical cord relationship. Amen? 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 You see, the repetition of sins are always there because, you know, you go back and see from Adam and on to Cain, there was umbilical cord. Umbilical cord from Cain to somebody else, there's umbilical cord. Abraham, how he behaved, Isaac did the same thing. Hello? Abraham married his half-sister. Isaac married also half-sister. Hello? You'll find that always something is repeating through umbilical cord. When you go and do a study on that, you will find that really God wants to cut that one which comes from the past. So God, Jesus only can do that. No one can do that. You can cut off the umbilical cord, but spiritual umbilical cord, only Jesus can do that. So there was a faith in these people of them moving, say, "This King Jesus, the King that I'm seeking for, I'm not that I'm here in the church for so long, but today I want to seek something. God, you give me an answer. I want to be a different person today." So today God is speaking to us today and tell us, what is that Jesus did in this? What did he do in this time of his preaching? Last week you saw about, say, seek first, and we already explained that we don't go through all those things. But I want to talk about things. That he, first of all, he said, he encouraged the disciples. Number one, when he said, seek first the kingdom of God. You cannot do anything. He said all the promises. Before that, chapter 5 in Matthew and also chapter 6, he has talked about something. In chapter 5, there was the sermon at the mountain. It's a very powerful thing. He ended with that what? He ended with that. And they, can you turn to that? So, chapter 5, please. Then you'll understand what I'm saying. Let's turn to chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And he says, talk about, blessed are those who are persecuted for the righteous sake. He ended everything. He said, everything he ended, blessed are all those people. And last he said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He started off with kingdom of heaven and he ended with kingdom of heaven. It's important for you to understand he was preaching. The entire declaration Jesus is giving is preaching the kingdom of heaven. So kingdom of heaven, we must understand, he came to establish the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Among men. So that man cannot just be deluded going around somewhere. A kingdom will have a king. So they will now, they will not say, "I don't have a king any longer." You see, the time, the Israelites, in the time of judges, you'll find Samuel was the last judge. Samuel was judging and he felt very sorry for the people of Israel. Why was he feeling sorry for the people of Israel? He says, every other people around here has got kingdom. We don't have a king. We don't have a kingdom. But the kingdom they were in is the kingdom of God, the highest kingdom. And yet people seek the kingdom of the world. Hello? Go go back and check. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. You see how, what evolved that they asked for. 1 Samuel, they said, I want a kingdom. I want a king for my, we want to be in a kingdom. They want to see a physical kingdom, a king there, so they can go down and bow down before him. But they were already in the kingdom of God, and they did not realize. They don't want to be in the kingdom of God. Why? The kingdom of darkness is pulling us away. We want to always measure with somebody else. We want to measure with somebody else because that is the kingdom. When we measure with somebody else, when we compare with somebody else, we will always lose the kingdom of God. Comparison. That's why he said, do not compare. You go and see Psalms. There are so many Psalms. Do not be so. Proverbs said, do not compare yourself with those people who are wicked. Even they are blessed. Doesn't matter. You don't compare them because you belong to the kingdom of God. How many of you here were here when we had that? We are co-heirs of Jesus Christ. How many of you heard hearing the preaching of co-heirs? Forgotten? Praise the Lord. That's a very powerful message, you know. Recognition of who you are in Christ Jesus and you are co-heir. The people in Longhouse has got revived today and they baptized 138 people the other day. The revival. The knowing who you belong to. We are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We are co-beneficiary with Jesus Christ. What are we co-beneficiary of? We spoke about that. You don't know, go back to the, ask Brother Brian afterwards. He will give you free of charge, never mind. Don't have to pay anything. Just go and ask him for the message. He'll give it to you. Go back and digest it. We are co-heirs. It's important to understand the scriptures that he says you are co-heirs, co-beneficiary. Whatever Jesus has got as a king, we also have God. Amen. That is why just now Sister Honey, when she read 1 Peter, what did he say? We are kingly people. Hello? We are what? Kingly people. Did you know what we were reading just now? How many of you did not know what you were reading? Do you know what passage we were reading? I'm not questioning to Charles. I want to make sure you know what you know what you're doing here in this church. I want a church which is going to go forward, not backwards. We want to be a church which go forward. Not looking at the nitty-gritties, but looking at the things of God, Jesus Christ. Because He is the King. Don't seek Pastor James here. If you're seeking James here, and I think you're in the wrong place. Don't seek any leaders here. Don't seek the deacons here. If you're seeking the deacons, then you're in the wrong place. We are talking about kingdom of, we are only one here. He's the King. He's Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach. He's the only one here. That we seek Him. All together, all of us seek Him. So we must be co-heirs. Go back and get the co-heirs message and learn a little bit more about what co-heirs are. We are. What are we co-heirs of? We do not know. Then we do not know why again. You see, we want to go to the kingdom of God. We want to go to Australia. You want to migrate. You must know what is the benefit. You understand? You know what is the benefit. Why we want to migrate to that Australia or to England or whatever you want to migrate. You feel that is better than this country. Then why do you want to go there? Because you were known to know something. So you know something about that country. So you must know the co-heir. What are you? Sharing with Jesus Christ first. We've already preached today. Now we are talking about the kingdom itself. Amen? Please, you don't mind, go and get that message. It's important for you. Do not understand. Please come back and see me. If anything you don't understand, see me and ask me what I preached. And it'll be good that you understand so that you carry home Jesus Christ in your heart. Not that the voice of that man here. Okay? This dark man has got a voice. You can't see the man because it's dark. But maybe you see the white color today. But somehow or other, you must carry Jesus Christ after this church. Not this man here. Amen? 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 And that will be the same. It is a discipling church. It's a disciple church. It's to disciple people that they were supposed to be going out to be arrows, to be in the kingdom of God. Somebody gave me a prophecy 2 days ago and he said that God, he doesn't know me, he just looked at me and he said, God has put you there in a place that so that you will be doing people, teaching people and bringing people where the arrows shall go. He said, arrows, where the arrows shall go, there will be arrows from this church to go out. We can't do that unless and until you are able to be in a kingdom-minded people. Amen? If you're looking for somebody, oh, this man can do that, this man can do that, I told you, don't look for that man. Then it's self-proclamation. The glory belongs to the man. It is not to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who gives the glory. Amen? So disciples, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. He didn't say, don't go and do other things. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. So when he says, seek first the kingdom of God, we have known who is the king. And the kingdom has got everything, all his attitudes of kingdom. The righteousness of the kingdom, of his kingdom. You don't just seek of the kingdom. Oh, I know Jesus Christ. But I ask you a question. Do you know what are you co-heirs of? As a Christian, basic Christian, we must know what are we into it. When you go into an agreement with somebody, when you go and sign an agreement, insurance agreement, or you buy some document, you read through, what is that? Some of you don't read through because you're so desperate for the money you just signed. When the lawyer's letter comes and he says, hey, I didn't know this, law. I told you I already given that. You signed, you agreed what? No, I didn't see this. It's in the final one. Why did you open your eyes and see? We get trapped with so many things, laws. Same way, in the kingdom of God, you must know what kingdom. When you know the righteousness of kingdom, then you know what you are. And you can walk boldly and say, I am a kingdom child. Why are Christians bended down like this? Because we do not know. Why are Christians being shameful in their lives? It's because we do not know who we are. We must get the basics first. First thing first. Do the first thing first. Know Christ Jesus first. Know His character first. Know His righteousness. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says it very clearly. I have a plan for you. This is NIV version. I have a plan for you. A plan to prosper you. Not to harm you. Then what? To give you a future and a hope. In the King James version says that I have a thought of you. It's already in his thought. The plan is a thought. It's already in the thought. So in the foundation, on the foundation of the earth before it began, it's already in the thoughts of God that has got a plan for you and I. And he says the plan to prosper is a shalom, the total shalom, the totalness of God's image, totalness of God's power, totalness of God things that he wants to give it to you as a co-heir. It's now into his plans. Unless you know what is that, you do not know where you want to go. So you, when you go for a job interview, you ask, what is in for me? I want salary this much. Lah. And then you say, well, how many days my leave? Huh? You know what? I was working that Saturday. They gave me 14 days. Now I come here promotion. No. So you must give 21 days. Lah. 2 days ago, there was one man who was asking for 2 weeks. No, somebody was with me the other day when I was praying. He said, no, Pastor, we applied for this company. So tire company was from Michelin. He's going to another tire company. So I said, next time our church members can get me some tires at discount or not. So this company is a general manager. Now he went there, he prayed for him. He said, God says, go. And he says, Pastor, when I go that side, I don't have allowance for cars. I don't have car also. They don't give me this one. They give me car. Because I go to the office and I general manager only come back. Not much work, no more traveling. Only everywhere plane over to different Asian parts. I said, is the salary more than 50% they offer you? Do you want to know details, isn't it? How much you get, what you get. Same way, you must know what you have got in the kingdom of God. You must know the rights of yourself. Today, when a policeman catches you, you know your rights. Hello, excuse me, sir. I want to declare I have my rights to have a lawyer for myself. How bad you are, even the person who doesn't know law also, is, I have a right to have a lawyer. Right or not? So because you know your rights, you also must know the right of the kingdom, which is much more greater than the kingdom of this world. This world will perish away. The kingdom is important. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. We'll dwell upon that later, and as I go on to this series of kingdom message. So the righteousness, we go into details of righteousness, and we'll go into all the things. He talked about a second thing. He talked about the kingdom that of God, that kingdom of the kingdom of God that Christ proclaimed was, when he began, he said this ministry, he says, now after John was put in prison, Mark chapter 1 verse 14, put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. So he started off his message with the kingdom of God. He started off the first thing about kingdom of God. He didn't say about him, but he didn't say anything else. He says, I'm sent for this kingdom of God. He says, he started off the message with the kingdom of God. Even he was tempted, you'll find in Luke, when he was tempted, he used the words which is of the kingdom of God to defy Satan and all his temptations. Where did the word come from? Word come from the kingdom of God. The Israelites know they were in the kingdom of God, but they wanted a king later. When they were delivered, when the laws were given, they were given from the king of the kings. God the Father himself gave that laws, gave the directions, gave the promises. And he didn't want to hear. So Jesus did not use anything else except for those things which was mentioned. Amen. Whatever was given, everything that he tested, it came from the Bible. So it's given from the kingdom of God. So unless you know the kingdom of God, you wouldn't know how to defend yourself. Amen? You cannot say, Satan, excuse me, I have my rights, you know. Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. The word of God says so. Excuse me, you have no rights on me. He purchased me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Just now what we read? Chapter what? Matthew? Hello? Just now when the communion time, what chapter we use? Communion fellowship? Matthew chapter 26. What was the verse? What did he say? For the remission of sins. Unless we now know that the words of God, that the remission of sin, say, Satan, my sins are forgiven. Who are you telling me I'm not forgiven? Christ did, he bought me out of his blood. Excuse me? Getting it out of me? Oh, temptation comes. Oh, I know. Jesus bought me out of blood. A temptation, get out of me. I was in the darkness. I know you are from the darkness, past life. Now get out of me, because I'm in the light now. In Christ Jesus. You mean to say your pastor don't have temptation? You know what? I'm got a steel wool, is it? Everything is steel, no blood inside. I'm also like you. Every one of us go. How do we overcome? Is to learning how to overcome. By the word. By the word. The kingdom word. The kingdom word. That kingdom is so powerful. The Israelite says, no, I want a king, a physical king. I don't want this kingdom. But yet, God loves us so much. God wants to give that king. He really gave a true king to us. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Amen? He gave us that, okay? So he started off with this thing. Another one you'll see. He was doing the work to commission the work. He had been commissioned by to do the work of kingdom of God. He was commissioned. Jesus came to be commissioned. Who commissioned him to do it? And he said unto them, Luke chapter 4, verse 33, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent. I say. So Jesus was given the power as a king by the Father in heaven. As a man, Jesus, remember that? Jesus 100% man, 100% God. Hello? Do you remember that? Have you forgotten that also? That's one of the things you must understand. As a man, he died for us. As a man, he went through all those sins, every temptation. As a man, he went through the pain. As a man, he went through temptation. He had emotions. So that everything that we have got in our life as a man, he has overcome for us. So he was sanctioned by as a man to do one purpose for mankind. That is what? Sanctioned as the king of the kings of all. Amen. So he is supposed to preach the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 4 verse 33. And it was the kingdom of God that he proclaimed and demonstrated in every city. Every city he went, he demonstrated the kingdom of God. How did he demonstrate the kingdom of God? And it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city, village, preaching and shewing the glad tidings, preaching the gospels, the good news of God, of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Luke chapter 8 verse 1. He went out to do the things. What he did? He went to every places, villages too. Small places. Sometimes we only want to sit. And I was a testimony a sister was giving to me for how many years was she in China, brother? 15 years, 12 years? She was serving in China. You know, I met the woman the other day, a woman of God, and really blessed. She stayed there and stayed wherever she stayed. It's like with the people, with the ants, with all the flies, with how dirty it is. She slept with the papers with them. So that the kingdom of God. So she went to every village, not looking at what they were, but looking at kingdom of God coming into that place. And there will be a change in their hearts. Change in their minds. And the real king will come into their hearts. So that woman suffered for so many years to preach the gospel in China. Even caught by the police so many times. And this is what kingdom of God is all about. Why is she so passionate? Not even marrying. Doesn't want to get involved or anything. Just wanted to preach the kingdom of God. Why? She has tasted the kingdom of God. She has tasted the king of the kingdom of God. When you have tasted the king of the kingdom of God, you will not be. Many of them will testify, you know, go back. They come and tell me, why do you want to stay in Australia? Why do you want to come back? No, you don't know, pastor. You know, this country, this one. They can defend that country. Why? They have tasted the goodness of that country. Do you understand? They've tasted the goodness of the country. So they don't want to come out of the country. So why should I come? I'll come here, I'll have this problem. There's no freedom. There they have everything. Same way, you've tasted the king's love. Once you know the King, you don't know how to, you wouldn't know how to do, don't have to worry about where your destiny is like, what you will do. Automatically, the Spirit of God will take you and bring you to the purpose that God has designed for you. Amen? Don't have to go and ask your pastor, don't go after the leader. Oh, pastor, I want to know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what is this. God will put inside our heart. The Word of God is in the last day, what He will do? He pour out the Spirit, and the Spirit of God will teach every one of them. Amen? To show every one of them. Kingdom of God is important. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke chapter 9 verse 2 says that very clearly. He instructed the 12 of them to go out and it sent the 12 and He says, preach the gospel of what? Of the kingdom of God. When He preached the kingdom of God, what is this kingdom of God? Let's go down later and see. Preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Not only go there, but the kingdom of God is a God which brings newness in our life. Healing means there is newness in our life. The healing means that old is gone, new has come. Healing means there is suffering before, there is no suffering now. Hello? Healing means when you have got a problem, there is no more. Even in the problem sometimes, you'll find joy. Most of the time. Because you know who the King is. Remember last time I preached about the faith? How many will remember the faith? We'll come back to that later. So kingdom of God is important for us to understand Him. You know, understand, go and heal the sick. The 72 were sent out forth in kingdom of, to preach the kingdom of God. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before His face into the earth, into this every city and place, wherever He Himself would come, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. The kingdom of God has come now unto you. Now, kingdom of God come unto you. When you go out, He sent out, He told the 70 of them to go out and to preach what? He didn't say, go out and preach about Jesus Christ. No, He said the kingdom of God. It's important for us to understand. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of light. Amen. In the light, there shall not be any shadows of darkness. Amen. I'll just go through and then you'll understand what I'm saying. Okay. Luke chapter 10, just now I read Luke chapter 7 verse 1, Luke chapter 10 verse 9. Christ's disciples were taught to pray for it, to it to come. You know, all of us are taught in what? Matthew chapter 6 verse. Remember Matthew? Yeah. And He said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does it say? It's a prayer. He is asking every one of us to pray that the kingdom of God will come as it is in heaven. So the kingdom of God in heaven is as it is heaven, how we manage it shall come unto earth. Unto us. Let it come. Let it come. Every day we pray, but we don't know what the kingdom of God is all about. We must know what the kingdom of God is all about. Amen. I'll give you more scriptures about the kingdom of God so that you'll be convinced that kingdom of God, what is what Jesus was preaching. Then we can go into details of that up later. The kingdom was the hope and ultimate destination of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And of all the prophets. Before even they came, there was their hope. They were looking for a hope that there will be the kingdom of God to come. The kingdom will come. The king will come and establish His kingdom. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and you yourselves thrust out. Luke chapter 13 verse 28. Luke chapter 13 verse 28. He says now, all of them, you'll be gnashing your teeth. And now, Abraham and everybody, he says, I was waiting for you have the opportunity to have me in the kingdom of God. Why are you missing it? Why are you missing it? Why are you not taking it seriously? You know what? I found in my ministry this ninth year coming. In my life, I only find one thing. The weakness of man is when you need something, you go look for somebody. When you don't need the things, it becomes redundant for your life. When you need something, desperately we look for something. If let us say a court case comes against you, tomorrow you'll go and look for a lawyer, the best lawyer. Is that right? After sometimes, when the court case is won, you don't see everything else. You don't even see the lawyer after that. Do you see that? Don't know what to see. The practice of man is the same also about God. The God who gave you that a lawyer, pointed a lawyer around your place, or the God who gave you that doctor around in your life, the God who gave you the person who came to comfort you that life, the God who provided that person to come divinely intervene and say, okay, this man is in difficulty of finance, can you help him out? So God put the place. When you're looking for a job and a promotion, God placed the person and give you the opportunity, the time, and the season to change. And God designed the season so that in your life, one season and another season you go off to. We don't remember him. Because he's done what he has done for me. Now I don't need him. So next time when I come, I will look for him when I need him. The kingdom of God is not like that. The kingdom of God, every day you must start the engine. You don't get sit down and say, I want to go to office, I want from here, I want to go to, Desa Sri Hartamas, go to church. You don't sit down there and say, I'm already in the kingdom of God, but you have to start the engine. You must put on the gear. You must accelerate. Hello? If you don't do that, kingdom of God is every day. You must be every day in relationship with the kingdom of God. Every day you must be in relationship with the kingdom of God. You must be in relationship with the king every day. That's important for our life. If we don't not relation, if we don't have established the relationship with the kingdom of God, with the king of the kingdom of God, then we say we are in the kingdom, but we don't have a relationship. It's important for us. We should now see that we always have this king in our hearts and always seek the king to be always with us. Jesus spoke about the kingdom. Even he says that the hope of Joseph Arimathea, who arranged for the embodiment, or rather entombment, he tombed, he buried Jesus Christ in the tomb. Even him, it's talked about the kingdom. He says, and behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and just. Luke chapter 23, verse 50 to 51. A man was a good man and just. The expanded says the same had not consented to the person. He is not consented to the counsel of all the deed of all of them. He did not agree with what they have done. The Jews have done to him. Did not agree with what Pilate has done. The Romans has done to him. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who he also himself waited for the kingdom of God. He himself expected and waited for the kingdom of God. If you go back and see Luke, when the first person who blessed Jesus Christ as a baby infant, what did he say? Hello? Do you all remember? Don't worry about the lion dance. The lion will go away. But the roaring lion is up here. Okay? So the Lord himself says, no, he is the king. He will be the king. So the king is established now. He is the king that has been prophesied. That man too waited until the day the Savior will come. He waited until the day God promised, until you see the Savior, the king to come, you will not die. He was at peace. Amen. So for that, for him to see. So God is speaking to us today. Even Arimathea was looking for the kingdom to come. And now he knows the kingdom. The kingdom of God was subject to the following parables. You'll see, find out the parables, some of the parables you talk about. Matthew chapter 13 verse 19. The tares among the wheat. Right? He talks about a sower. The tares among the wheat. Chapter 13 verse 24. And the mustard seed. And Matthew chapter 13:31, and the leaven, verse 13:33, you'll find in Matthew alone, how many times is it written about the kingdom of God? How many times? Every parable is about the kingdom of God. In Matthew, there are many times it's written about the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. He talked about the laborers in the vineyard, Matthew 20:21, and the marriage of the king and the sons, king's son, Matthew 22:2, the wise and the foolish virgins, Matthew 25:1. All these are about the king of God, the kingdom of God, the seed growing secretly, Mark chapter 4, verse 24-26. You'll find all these are about kingdom of God. Even now, even the teachings of Jesus Christ on ascended, even after the 40 days, even he was here after ascension, after resurrection, 40 days he lived in this world, he still spoke about the kingdom of God. Where do you find that? Acts chapter 1, verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive for after his passion by the many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So it's the kingdom of God we are seeking for now. We don't look for anything of the persons now any longer. The king of the kingdom of God. It was the theme of the most high of importance. At the time he talked about so many things. He deserted and he said, he gave this instruction to all his people. Matthew chapter 12:28. But if I cast out devils by the spirits of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. He says, if I can cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God is already here. How many of you cast out demons so far? How many of you cast out demons? How many of you healed, prayed for somebody healed out? I know some of you are seated here. But you know that kingdom is already here. Why are we not so excited about it? Why are you not so excited about it? We are just like, oh, it's okay. It's one of those things. We should be excited about what's happening in our life. We should be excited. That excitement will give more results, because the more you glorify God, the more He'll be pleased with you. The more He'll pour out for you. The more we do to Him, unto Him, and about Him, the more things will come from Him. When we do more things about Him and for His kingdom, the more He'll pour out in the kingdom of God, so that you will be equipped in every area. You and I have got to be equipped in the kingdom of God. The equipment is what God is willing to pour out. But are we willing to listen? Are we willing to receive it? Are we knowing what we are supposed to receive? We are just happy every day going to work, having our life, we are happy. Oh, Pastor James, you know what? I know I pray in the morning. I know after evening I pray. I know I teach my children. I know my husband is good and I'm good. No time, la. Very difficult, la. You know why you position this church in this place at Desa Sri Artama, sir? Why your church is here? Cannot be somewhere else, sir. Nearer. Namely near my house, can or not? So at least I know I can just walk, la. So you can tell me every time. I can see you every time, la. No problem. So I put my attendance, la. So you see my face, I see your face, la. Is that what God is looking for? Now this church, the pastor who established this church, Pastor Hildegard Lee, she had to pray for so many days, so many months. People cried in Bukit Tungku. And they said, Lord, you said there will be a place. And the Lord showed her a roof of blue color roof. You will see in the testimony in the books. One of the books she has written, she said, I was shown that color of that book, of that thing. And she said, I don't know whether it's true or not. She asked another pastor, Chomi Cheng, Pastor Chomi, I'm seeing this roof. I don't know where is this, but I am seeing a roof of blue color. Is there any blue color roof? He says, I don't know where I'm staying. It's all red color. And where you are staying, it's all dark color because it's concrete. So you don't have roof of white. They have got white color, dark color, and also red color. They have not seen blue color. So a man came into the church and he said, at that time, and I'm praying, we're looking for a place. I think I've seen one in blue color. Let us go and drive and see. They came around and drove around above the highway and they saw this color, blue, this area. And they said, God said, no, is this the one, Lord? Are you sure this is the one? And it cannot be, la, very far away, la. No bus here, no. And the Lord says, it's here. Confirmation. Pastor Ching, can you pray? And all of us pray together. Did you see? Don't tell the message the way I saw the. And the Lord spoke to every one of them, saying that there is a blue color God has shown you, and that is the place that I want to establish the church. So is it by the desire of man the church was established? That when I came to as a pastor, the God says the kingdom of God has to be here, because the kingdom of darkness in this area is so bad. We were the only church at the time here. I want to tell you how kingdom of God is established. He brought us here because when I prayed one day in fasting and prayed, I did mention to you all, and the Lord says, fast and pray. I says, go down now and see. Lord, I am fasting. Why should I go down? If I go down, I've got temptation to eat. There was food there. Mama stall is so nice. And last time there was this shop here called something else, no? I can't remember the name of the shop. It's a Malay shop. There was a murder last time. Remember the shop? I can't remember the name. So those guys says, go down there. The Lord says, just go down. I want you to go down. And I want you to go to this particular shop. So I had to go all the way to the other side of the block to go and sit down. And I looked at the people sit down and they asked me, what do you need, sir? Sorry, can you give me ice warm? Warm water. After sitting down, they say, hey, what do you want to eat, sir? No. Lord, why do you ask me to sit here, nothing to do? He said, turn to your left and see. And I saw the spirit of divorce and gayism in this area was so strong. Very strong. Then went out and he says, now I want you to walk through this area to go to the other side of the area. The other side of the area, I went near Maybank, and the Lord says, why am I doing it? I'm not going to take money. I don't have a Maybank account here. So that time I didn't have a Maybank. So went behind and saw high class prostitution. So the Lord says, establish this church here for a reason. Then he said one day, he gave me a time of one person who came here, who I won't mention the religion of the person, because sensitive in nature. She walked inside his place and says, I've got a child now who's really bad and I need somebody to pray. Since the church, I heard church can heal people. So I said, no problem, I am willing to come, I am happy to see you here. So we go all the way. Can you sit in my car? No, sir, I will go by my motorbike, you follow me, sir. Okay, went up there to the place that's come out, and then we prayed. And after praying, the Lord showed me the witchcraft that had been done in this area is so terrible. You know the witchcraft center was here? This center was a witchcraft area. They do things in this area, sacrifices, that Lord showed me. So that is why God passed the church to be here to cleanse this place. The prayer of the righteous man shall be heard by God, so that the place, the earth, the land they live in shall be cleansed, will be healed. Amen. So the healing was brought by people who came here and cried and prayed. Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? Today you see a lot of development. At that time there was no development here. So we can't move the church to your house next door because there is the purpose God has brought it here. It's not the will of God. I want to be near my house also. Our Old Klang Road, easier lah. Walking distance, no petrol to pay, no toll to pay. But it's not God's desire. It's not God's desire. We'll speak about in distress how God deals with us later. So it's not God. So he cast out. The kingdom of God is here. If we cast out demons from this area, the kingdom of God is here. If there is a lot of things that is happening here. You know, I was really astonished when the Lord revealed to me about things. You know, I didn't know about this in my lifetime. There's such thing as wife swapping spirits in this area. Do you know that? It is brought by people who came from foreign land later on, that they are around, staying around here. They call it the party called, wild party called wife swapping spirits. I'm telling you this, that's what's happening here. So how many of you are committed in the kingdom of God? So the kingdom of God, the light of the God can be established here. God is depending on every Christian who are saying that I believe in Jesus Christ so that I can bring the kingdom of God. You, unless you and I stand in the gap and bring the kingdom of God to this area and take away our old self and bring our new self inside. Let the kingdom's light be shining here. There are other people waiting here, cannot be delivered. We might not see them in the church. Doesn't matter. But I know, as long as we pray, whether Tuesday night prayer or whatever it is, there shall be something happening around here. There shall be change in the spiritual realm. Amen? So don't take it for light coming here to pray on Tuesday night. Hiya, the same old thing la. Ayo, last time I went, we all pray, we all cry, no? Ayo, all cry. Why can't you cry? No more tears. God give me tears. Is heart hardened. Lord, soften my heart. Let it be a Lord, a heart of flesh. Is there no way of praying? Oh, Lord, I'm not eloquent, Lord. Just like Moses said, I'm not eloquent, Lord. I can't speak. Can you put me some words? God will definitely give you words. It's God's spirit that promises how to pray. So let the kingdom of God is there here to be established so that the light of the kingdom of God can be brought by all of us here. He didn't say, I am going to go to the city. I am going to do this. He sent the 72 out, 70 out. He sent the 12 out. And he says after that in Acts, go forth, wait in Jerusalem. And after that you'll go to Jerusalem. After that you go out to other Samaria and ends of the world. Ends of the earth. Why? We have to do the things first, right thing first. We can't even bring Jerusalem to us. We can't bring the people around us, to the Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. If every miracle that you do, every prayer that comes to prayer hands, and you say, praise the Lord, the kingdom of Lord God is here. Amen? It is here. Amen. Jesus said, Luke chapter 17 verse 20 said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God has cometh not with observation. He says, the kingdom of God does not come here with you telling you, oh, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, the kingdom of God is here. You know, last time they used to go around and announce, have you seen the Chinese movie last time? Or the Malay movie, dong, 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 dong. All of them will come, the villagers will come. This is to declare, this is the decree, the king says so, like that. He is appointed ambassadors in the kingdom of God. Who are ambassadors? If there is a kingdom, there must be ambassadors, is it right? If there is ambassador in kingdom of last time, the kingdom of United Kingdom, the queen has to send so many ambassadors. And she has to send governors. You know why? Because that time straight settlement was under the leadership of queen. Australia was also a leadership. India was also under leadership of the kingdom of England. So they have to send governors. Not only ambassadors, but also governors. You must understand this. A governor means to govern. Ambassador means is to bring the peace and the relationship. Hello? So ambassador is the power of the king. The governor has got to govern. He has got the same power as the government. He can even decide what to do. Hello? So we have to be that governors. That's why Jesus said, be good stewards. We have to be stewards. Stewards mean we are governors. To govern the things that is given to us. To govern it well. To do it well. Amen? Hello? I'm not shouting. It's just because I'm myself like that. I can't modify. I don't know how to modify. So this God, this is an observation. God doesn't come that he comes quietly. He is already now announced that Jesus has already done it very quietly, like me, in meekness. The kingdom of God, you know, came like meek, you know, so meek, so humble. And he went up on the cross for you and I. On the third day, rose, which the Jews and everybody else, the people, the Pharisees, everybody disputed. But the kingdom of established with the 12 people and 120 people on the top of on the upper room in Jerusalem has established today what it is all over the world. By the Spirit of God. Amen? By the Spirit of God. For centuries is going. And I know the kingdom of God will not retract. The people of God are the one who are retracting back. The people in the kingdom of God do not know what to do are retracting back. We are not retractors. We are victorious. We don't retract. Gee, God, you go back and see the God of Israel when he told them, when every time you see the kings, you go back and read the Old Testament and see, wherever he said, shall I go? Go forth. I will give you. I'll deliver them unto your hands. Did he say, no, retract back. I have no power today to give, not today. Wait for tomorrow morning. I sleep tomorrow morning. I get up. I got power already. Our God has got power at all times. He's got a power at all times. The psalm says very clearly, the God of Israel, the watcher of Israel, never slumbers or sleeps. Amen. He doesn't slumber or sleep. Amen. Total God. So we shall no longer be here and be there. And he said, doesn't come. Doesn't, without observation. The other one, Luke chapter 7 verse 21. What did he say? These are important four verses I want to give it to you. Where does it go? Can somebody read? Luke chapter 17 verse 21. Amen. Where is the kingdom of God? Hello? Where is it? Is it somewhere in Hanyai or Pattaya? Or is it somewhere in Thailand? Or is it in England? Or is it in the palace of Malaysia, the new palace, the huge one? They spent billions to build a huge palace to say that's a kingdom here in Malaysia? No. The kingdom of God is in us. The day that we allow Jesus Christ to come into our heart and came from the light, from the darkness to the light, is already inside us. Let your will be done, Lord, according to your kingdom. Let the kingdom come. The kingdom is here. There is a reviving and renewal in our life, that this kingdom has come into our life, and the kingdom is now light, and we are supposed to shine that light. We are supposed to administer. We are supposed to be the administrators of that kingdom. Amen. Amen. We have to rise up. Rise up. Let us not be where. Why are we standing defeated? Because we all the time stand defeated because we allow the lies of the devil to say, you're cheated because you're not in the kingdom of God. When we are in the kingdom of God, we have got light all the time. We are assured of the light. I did read to you all the other day, and if you go back and check my faith, on faith, you'll find that it says, Hebrews chapter 20, chapter 10 verse 22, said that, no, the total leaning, you know, in the leaning, in the Amplified Bible, it says, I don't have the Amplified Bible here. It says very clearly, it says, you know, the faith is, you know, faith, the way that he's described faith, that, you know, Amplified, it says, total leaning or dependence on to God and trusting in his power, in his wisdom, and in his goodness. Hello? How did we describe that? Remember now, how did you get that? Do you all remember how I how it was expressed. Right? Do you have a child? You and I have a son. I have a son. My son was naughty, you know. He says, chocolate, chocolate. You don't give chocolate, you know, chairs will fly. He's repeating what I was doing when I was young. I know when to get a bowl of soup, 20 cent soup, I used to go to tantrum. And the father, Akela, next week, my salary is coming, I'll buy for you. Then it'll be, the day comes, salary. Today is salary day, already one. Today, I must go and buy provision for the house first, and then he'll buy. No, cannot, mine first. Otherwise, you'll show tantrum. Have you done that? Your pastor is the only naughty fellow here. So you go. And then they say, okay, good. Now we'll go and buy the provision. The next shop, we'll go and buy, eat your soup. So, okay now. So you go out there. And then now you go and do whatever you want until you are pleased already. So what happened is this. Total leaning upon God is like this. Sitting upon God's lap and say, Father, I'm now in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here. And kingdom of God, the king is sitting there. And I'm sitting with the king. And the king says, now you are co-heirs with me. I come there, sit out with him. And I'm sitting on God's lap and say, Papa, Papa, you know what the word of God says? That Lord, my faith means I must depend on you totally. That means leaning not onto the world. The legs are on the world. Now I remove my leg. I put on yourself now. I'm sitting like this with you. And now Papa, Papa, you know what, Papa? I've got a problem in my life. I've got this problem, relationship problem. I've got a problem, Lord. I've got a problem, financial problem. I've got a problem, Lord, my job. They've just sacked me from the job. Father, I do not know. Until you give me, I will not go out. I'm going to sit on you. I'm going to trust that you are the only one. Papa, I'm going to cry now. How did he cry last time? Now make sure you cry. Don't put your leg down, you know. Put your leg still up there. Right? And say, yes, God, I want it, Lord. Lord, God, I need it, Lord. I have nobody else, Lord. You see, Lord, underneath, I'm not standing on the earth that, you know, when you don't reply, I'll go down to depend on the lawyers. No, God, I'm not depending on anybody. I'm depending on you, God. I depend on you, God, for the power you have. For the power that you have. You are a God who's got a power to create. You've got a power to heal. You got a power to destroy even Satan, to send him down. You got a power even to create a hell for a man, Satan to come down. You got power today. If I come to you, I depend on the power. And you depend on the power that you created man by word. And the word which dwelt among you, with you, came alive and dwelt among us. I depend on you. By word, you can create. You can become man. God, I depend on you. There's nobody else I can depend. You have the power. God, you've got the wisdom. God, you've got the wisdom. You know what I need now. You've got the wisdom, all the wisdom. I know maybe yesterday my heart was still angry with somebody. I cannot do it, but you don't want to give me yesterday. But no, today, Lord, I depend on you. I have nobody else to go. I know your wisdom. I will sit until you decide, you mold me and give me what I want. God, I depend totally on your will, on your goodness. You are a God who says in the creation, God, you created something, you say, it is good. Everything you created, you say, good. So you are a good God. Nothing inside you is bad. So your word says that in Jeremiah 29:11 says that very clearly, on the day when you have a plan for me. You've already thought for me, not to harm me. How can you say, I can harm me now? I'm in a problem now, God. Totally depending on His goodness. Because God is good. That is what God is saying us today. If you believe in me, if you believe in the kingdom of God, you believe in the king that sits in the kingdom of God, surely the throne room is for us. Surely the throne room is that we can go before Him. Just now you sang and you said, what you said? I enter the holy of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. Do I mean what I sing? Are we able to enter into the Holy of Holies? Are we able to receive and see the King? Are we able to talk to the King? Because the King says very clearly here. There's nothing that's impossible in Him. Faith in Him. Faith in Him. Faith in Him. He means the kingdom spiritually perceived, discerned, It's within our heart and our mind. We believe in our mind. The day I became a Christian, when the day I confessed, the day I was baptized, the day I received the Lord, and the Holy Spirit started manifesting in me, I know the kingdom of has already come down inside my heart. It's now in my mind. My soul has to be touched. Whatever my soul has to be touched, Lord, touch so that I can be changed. So that I shall be different from what I was before. God, heal me today. That if my thoughts is still vain, I have to still depend on something on the earth. Then, Lord, take off that, cut off that leg, Lord. So I can sit on you. I can sit on you. God says today, kingdom of, and it's in here. Where is the kingdom? Kingdom is not anywhere else. Kingdom is not anywhere else. It's here. It's already come. That is why Jesus said very carefully the other day. He said very nicely, I want to turn to John. Oh, it's powerful. You've heard this many times. It's no harm in hearing it again and again. Are you bored with me so far? And praise God. Chapter 4, John chapter 4. Verse 23. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to Him, I know that the Messiah is coming. When is He come? And He said it very clearly. The hour has come. He says, no, verse 21. The woman, believe me, the hour is coming, and when you will neither on this mountain nor on Jerusalem worship the Father, you worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for the salvation is of the Jews. Amen. When he started saying that, you know, of course, the salvation of Jews, but important for us, we don't have to look for somewhere to worship, because Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is here. Wherever you are, I can worship. That does not give you an excuse. Pastor gave me a passport tomorrow. I don't have to come to church. I can sit in my house. I can worship in my house. It also says the other side, Hebrews, you go back and say, do not forsake the assembly of the saints of God. Amen. Do not forsake the assembly of saints of God. Amen. Praise God. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except, I like this old version of Old King James, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Seeing the sense of, oh, I see. You know, you want to see, what do you want to see? Where is the kingdom of God? Where is the kingdom of God? You want to see. How do you come sin? The person who sits in the darkness cannot see the kingdom of God because he's still in darkness. There are people who practice things because we are just ritualistic. No, we are not ritualistic. We are not supposed to be ritualistic. Rituals belong to somebody else. Jesus does not have any rituals. He broke every rituals. He took away the law of rituals. Amen? That means he didn't take away, the Ten Commandments, you know. That's a sense for us, a guideline for us. But other rituals, he's taken away. So do we have to understand, unless we are born again, verily, verily, I like the word verily, verily. Surely, 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 surely I'm telling you that, you know, unless you're born again, we are born again now. Kingdom of God has to be born into a kingdom of God. A kingdom of darkness, people in the kingdom of darkness cannot be born as called in the kingdom of... Some of us come into the kingdom of God, and yet we still live in the kingdom of darkness. Where you dwell is important. Some of us are citizens, say, some people have got citizenship in England. Oh, I am in the kingdom of, you know, I am an English man, I've got PR there already. But you know, where do you dwell? They take a second home in Malaysia and stay in Malaysia. The second home, where did it come from? Hello? It's from the devil. It's all cheats, you know. So in spiritual level also, we have the same. We have second home. Why do you have a second home? We dwell in a place where God puts you. Nehemiah did not have a second home. He lived in Babylonia. He lived in Persia at that time, in the citadel. And he had a passion for the people. And the people, I came from there. King, I came from there. I'm from there. I serve you in this kingdom where you are now. And the king was passionate enough to send him back. Go and do what you have to do for your people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the king asked him, when will you come back? When I have finished that, I will come back to you. Because he still belonged to the Persian government. He still had a citizenship in the Persian government. Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? We don't have to have second homes. Second homes are things which is not right. Second homes, you know, people is to come say, if you find you are in this country, you be in that country. You are in this kingdom, you are in this kingdom. So the mind of people spiritually, when you are saying, I'm here in Malaysia, I'm also in, you know, in, when the problem is here, I will run to my country. When the problem is there, I'll come here. That is what I explained to you just now. When you sit with God, you don't put your leg down. Never mind, I think God today didn't answer me. He's sleeping today. Remember Elijah when he prayed in the Mount Carmel? Against the Baals. Remember? Oh, I think your God has gone up to have a pee now, no? He's taking break now, pee break. Or is he sleeping now? Right? Our God doesn't do that. Our God doesn't. So must we not do that. We said, yes, I'm here. So when you're in the kingdom of God, we don't go back to another lake and say, no, I want to go back there because trouble here. When there is trouble there, we come back this side. That should not be our attitude. That's wrong. We have one husband, we have one wife. Amen? So we don't go about doing other things. Amen. The kingdom of God was a theme of apostles. Apostle Paul, it's really wonderful about him. You see, from the time of book of Acts chapter 9, verse 9, chapter 9 when he was converted, when he saw the light, from that time onwards, he was all the time preaching about the kingdom of God. Until 2 Timothy, you'll find he's talking about kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven. Why? He understood the kingdom of heaven. He knew the kingdom of heaven. He knew so much, so he has got to exploit it. He's got to say that it's kingdom of God. Even you talk about, even the last verse, in book of Acts, last chapter, last verse, he says, the kingdom of God. When even was testifying before the kings, he was saying, the kingdom of God. Whether in prison or outside of prison, he still talked about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is so important for us today, I understand. So the kingdom work has got to be done. If we are in the kingdom of God, we cannot be sitting down. We are supposed to be ambassadors. We are supposed to be governors. The hope of the believers under Paul's ministry in Acts, confirming, Acts chapter 14 verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Through much tribulation. There are so much of things that goes through in our life. There are so much of resistance in our life, in this world, that we still go through the kingdom of God. There are people who will say, I became a Christian now. I've got persecution in my house. I've got a big problem. I've got a persecution now. My brother don't like, my father don't like, my mother don't like, my sister don't like, my brother don't like. Above all, my wife don't like. So what do I do? I have to read the Bible underneath. I have to wait for my wife to sleep, then I read the Bible. But sister, that is tribulation. But it's your entering into the kingdom of God. In this tribulation I enter, God surely sees it. God surely sees it. You know, I get excited about people in the Muslim world. You know, there are so many Muslim world. I did mention the other day, last Monday, I watched a video about a woman from Syria, how she received the Lord, how the Lord came to know, she came to know the Lord, because her father was martyred, because of, he died going against Israel, and he was martyred, and he was given a high ranking like a martyrdom in the Islamic world. But because of that, they had some leverage to go to a different country. And in that country, how she was persecuted, how her husband beaten her, how she's supposed to submit to the man. And all those things, after seeing that, and how in the time when she had a problem, a health problem, and she said, I don't know, Jesus, they say that you can help. This American say that you can help. Jesus, please help me today. I really want you to help me today. I don't know where else to go to. I ask my God, he's not helping. You know, the way she prayed a simple prayer, God that night, in the pain, God appeared to her. Jesus appeared to her. And I've seen many of them have the same encounter as Paul has. I've not seen the Lord's face. It's okay. The light of him or the feet of him is enough. Enough. That's enough. More than enough. But we don't even have to see that. Because Jesus already prayed. Those who believe in me without even seeing, their faith is greater than those who have seen me. So God today, after seeing that night, how she testified, how she became a Christian, how she went to church after that, how she went and how the church members were not sitting down there, all of them, you know, we call it in Malay, they call it shock syndrome, you know. Come inside, oh, I'm under God. I don't care who comes. A new person comes inside, you know, and sits down beside you, don't even know who the person is. Why? Because we are into the God. When you're in the kingdom of God, we are supposed to welcome people who are seeking the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter the pastor or the leaders are not there. Every one of us has got the right to speak to somebody. And this woman was sitting there. She went and entered. The last person was sitting there. Looked at her coming inside very slowly. And she said, and that woman stood up and spoke to her and said, welcome. And she said, I don't know. I have first time coming to church. Am I welcome? I'm a Syrian. She said, most welcome. Sit down. So the love that was given to her, that has touched her. Not only Christ came to her, but the people of God was able to give that love. Amen? Amen? Jesus don't have to come down and give that love to somebody. You and I are ambassadors. We have to give that love. Amen? There are times that we have to stay away for a while so that we can know that, understand that they will know the love of God. And we still have to shower the love of God to others. Amen? So when I was touched the other day, and the Lord, that day I said, Lord, if you can touch her, touch my back today, that I will not be able to wear a belt anymore. Lord, heal me today. You all know I had a back problem? How many of you all don't know? I had a back problem. I couldn't get up. Okay? For a few days. So God touched me that day. And next day morning, I was okay. I even went up to Langkawi and came back. Driving up. Okay? Together with Brother Chia and two others. So I pray God can do wonderful things. God, this is the faith that he has got on him, the faith that he started speaking, that the experience of Paul in chapter 9 of Acts was a really a experience that he received, and he knew the kingdom of God. When he tasted Jesus Christ, when you taste him, you will never forsake him. Some of us taste him, and we still go away. Yesterday somebody asked me, why Jesus Christ left me? It's not Jesus Christ left us. When you wanted him, desired him so much, he came to you. You had an experience of God. You had a tingling sensation, whatever sensation you had, you had an experience. You were blown out of your mind. So this is a great experience, how God is with me. How the love of God is with me. You feel smiling everywhere. Your job. After some time, your problem is solved. You slowly went away. No more connection, no more connection, no more connection. Jesus still stood there all the time. You went away. Went away, went away, went away. Now you've turned back away. Now you are happy with your life. You know, you are so good. You are a good person. You don't sin or whatever it is. Okay, fair enough. But you are away from God. You are away from God. You are attracted by the things of the world. My wealth, my things, my other things. Oh, I think there's this pain in my back. I must go and look for somebody. You forgot the love that he gave. You forgot that experience you had with him. So we come back to him again. His grace is sufficient enough to heal us. His grace is sufficient enough to heal us. Because his grace is much and you come back to him. Amen? Come back to him. So it's important for us to understand in the Paul, his experience will never, never forsake him. Never. That is why he's willing to die, even being in the prison, the wind going through so much of storms, and even the times of shipwreck, he still talked about Jesus Christ. Because the taste, the sweetness of God, knowing God is with him. Amen? I will stop here, and then I will speak about this, continue next week, or the week after next, on the kingdom of God. And I've still got three more on kingdom of God. Then after that, we can see how God is going to put us. And I pray that you will go back home, not just me, listen to the messages. Go back home, digest it. You have a little bit of time, meditate upon it. Meditate is read aloud. And then see, absorb into your spirit, man. So that it will come. God, I've got this promise inside me. There are things that are distracting me outside of the world. And I tell you this. God surely is a God when you are in the kingdom of God. The king always is caring for you. There is no other kings in the world you can ever find. There's no kings I know of in history. Of all the kings of your read. Who went out and say, no, soldiers, stay behind me. All you commandos, stay behind me. I will go in front and I will attack the enemy and I will die. Never mind. Jesus is the only king who died for you and me. And said, now, you don't have to die again. You don't have to go and do all these things. You don't have to punish yourself. I have died for you. Just follow me. And I will do the rest. There's only one king I know of who has laid down his life for his people. It's Jesus. It's just nobody else. You can go and find all history. Every soul, everyone had somebody with him when he died. There were soldiers, but he died without anybody around him. Gave himself up. Even all his disciples were not with him when he died. And I pray today that you will learn a little bit more about this king and the kingdom. Then you will understand our life will be set well. We'll be set free from so many things that we have got in our heart, our mind. We'll be set free. If you seek the kingdom, don't seek man, but seek kingdom of God and the king of the kingdom. Amen? Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you, Father God. We just want to thank you that you, Lord, you speak to us, Lord. You speak to us every day, Lord. That you speak to us, Lord, Father God, in our dreams, in our visions. You speak to us audibly. You speak to us through your word, which is alive in us. You speak to us, Lord, through people around us, Father God. Father, we pray. We submit everything, Lord, into your hands. Lord Jesus, you are the King of kings and the Lord of my life. Lord of my life. I surrender totally my life to you. Let it be your will be done upon my life. Not the will of mine, but your will. Show us what we have to do in this kingdom. Show us to rise up where we can be, Lord, what we can be of help, or even, Lord, bring people into the kingdom. Lord, where there is, Lord, peace, where there is hatred, we shall bring peace. Where there is, Lord, there is no love, we shall bring love. Lord, we pray, Lord, when there is no harmony, we will bring that harmony. That everything, that all the source of goodness comes from you, only from you. Lord, help us to lay down our life for the kingdom's sake, for the kingdom, for you lay down your life, for me and all of these people of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.